I do love YouTube. Rather than watching TV, I watch YouTubers. I do love YouTube. There's some amazing content on there. Really is.
Yeah, I do. I agree. I mean, I do like it. I mean, but there are other streaming services. Mm-hmm. because I'm also getting into the political side of things, which is a little bit difficult these days. You can't really talk about stuff, because nobody wants to talk about stuff. You've got to keep it light and fluffy.
Yeah.
So I might, every time I find myself talking about political stuff that's a little bit left or a little bit right, I might suddenly just drop into default about magnolia trees and my favourite lawnmower.
Yes.
Just to kind of keep myself in check.
Yeah, because you don't want to be shut down. Before, I mean, the thing is, it's debate, isn't it? People, years ago, you'd have had a debate with somebody, and now it's like, as soon as you say one thing, then it means that you're all these other things.
I've discovered that because I got banned on Twitter, and I'm no longer on Twitter. So I do know, but I've always been outspoken. I think it's because I've been through the mill, and I've seen what mainstream media is like, and I've seen how we're kind of manipulated into doing this or believing that. I kind of just say what I think. And I've always been, it's not like I try and be, do you know what the thing, one thing it is about where you get your information from. And we're always, at the moment, you're going to find a big push against YouTube and people that produce content independently, because they don't want us to get our information from independent sources. And that goes across the board. I mean, I don't see, because the one thing that broke us so much was the Brexit debate and the COVID debate. There's two things there that really divided the nation. And when, you know, I've got family members that are pro Brexit and against Brexit, and I've got family members that are pro-COVID, COVID vaccines, and ones that aren't for the vaccines, it shouldn't break up relationships. It just shouldn't. It should be something that, like God. We should say, do you believe in God? Yes, I do. Do you? No. Oh, well, never mind. Do you want a beer? You know, it shouldn't really. People just can't do it anymore. I think we're the last of the generation. I really do. I think it's the kids, I don't think people are going to be able to handle it anymore. They're not going to be able to handle arguments. They can't. This is it. People can't handle arguments anymore.
No.
They can't have a debate. They just clam up and just go, oh, you're being really, you're making me feel bad. You're making me feel, oh, I'm offended. Mm. And it's like, that is the big thing that bugs me right now. And I'm getting on my high horse. You can see I'm getting
passionate
about this.
Your voice is getting higher.
Honestly, that is all. If I could say one thing that bugs me, is the people that are always getting offended. And they're probably getting offended by the fact that I'm saying they're getting offended. They would be. They would be. But I wouldn't imagine your listeners are that sort of people.
No, they're probably lunatics, most of them, I would say, a bit like myself.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've said the wrong thing now. That's it. I'll be banned and taken off air for saying the wrong thing. I don't know. There's a mixture of people that listen. You never know. Oh, no, I've done it now. I've offended Steve.